G'day, Hads.
Morning, TK. Morning, Sluts. How's it going?
Good, mate. Some good horse racing coming up, mate. Ooh. Have you got any tips for us?
Well, I'll tell you one tip. I backed Rod Gallegos' thing yesterday, Go Dreaming, in the Bendigo Cup, and I think it's still running. So, yeah.
Why on earth would you do that?
Mate, he's not bad with a long shot, so I thought he might have been a chance, but oh well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Keep your powder dry for Derby
Day.
Keep
going, mate. Are you coming down to Melbourne?
No, I won't be. No, got too much on at the moment.
Okay.
So you guys are down there?
Yeah. We'll be doing the show live from Flemington.
It's
Friday.
Tough. It's tough, mate.
Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We don't get a chance to enjoy it, really. But
I can imagine you wouldn't.
We'll sneak in a little bit of enjoyment. Just a touch. You know what it's like. I'll tell you who's enjoying themselves. A few batsmen currently up there at the Gabba against the pink ball this day-nighter. Steve Smith made 100, Pattinson made 100, and bloke you told us to keep an eye on, and Usman Khawaja 79, Joe Burns 129.
Yeah, looked a good shield game. The ball obviously didn't play too much havoc with the batters. One thing I did notice, did you notice how both teams declared 12 overs before the end of play on both days?
Yeah.
So it was, that'll be an interesting one to chat to Steve Smith and the players involved in the game. What that says to me is the ball wasn't doing much during the day, but they thought the new ball might do a bit real late at night. So I thought that was an interesting thing to come out of this Shield game.
And Warner's come out and smoked them, 41 from 35. So you can always tell I reckon he's thought the ball's going to be zipping here. I'm going to play some shots and not let the bowlers settle at all. So he's 41 from 35, 8 boundaries.
Yeah, it looks like he's just peaking at the right time for for the test match. But what you said about Warner there, does that remind you of anyone else when the ball was swinging?
Not really.
Go on the attacks, lads.
Got to go hard.
Go hard. Go hard.
Well, you know you're going home if you don't. So
go hard or go hard. Yeah. I'll tell you this, both to Brad and also you, Slats. This might stop all the hysteria regarding the pink ball, the pink kookaburra, and how it reacts under lights, and we're going to be losing 20 wickets every day, and the test matches will be over in 2 days, because the good blokes have made runs here.
Yeah, 100%. And during the Australian A series, they had a new pink ball that we trialled against South Africa A, and it didn't play as many tricks as I thought it was going to. It swung a little bit early, same as a red ball, and guys were able to get it to go reverse a little bit late in the day. But all in all, I think they've done a pretty good job with changing the ball. And in that A series, it was a pretty good contest between bat and ball. We got a result at Allan Border Oval. So that says to me, something's right.
Yeah.
All right, Heads. Need you to be a selector here, mate. So we've got Warner opening, and then we've got Marsh, who's probably favourite. And I'm saying that because he's 34. He got 130 against Sri Lanka. He got 70 the other day over there at the Wacker. But then / Burns after his 129. What would you do, mate?
Oh, I'd like to see Marsh have a crack. I think every time he's been around the mark, he's either got injured or he's got dropped. So I'd actually like to see him get an extended run, so we know once and for all whether he's good enough, because he's getting to that age where if he goes again, it might start to get hard to get back in. So I'd like him to stay with Marsh and back Khawaja at 3.
Okay, so Khawaja 3, Smith 4, Voges 5. Now we've got Mitchell Marsh at 6 / Moses Enriquez.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Moses came in into the last test in Sri Lanka. His form's been outstanding since he's been back. I think it'll just depend there whether they want a batting all-rounder or a bowling all-rounder. So my gut feeling is they'll go with Mitchell Marsh. But I've been really impressed with what Moses has done since he's got back from Sri Lanka, to be honest.
Yeah.
Technically, he's as good as anyone, I think, Brad.
Oh, 100%. And I think he's just come into that age now where he's really comfortable with his game. He's doing a great job leading New South Wales. And he just needs an extended run at something. He actually hasn't played that much Shield cricket over the last 12 months.
No.
With injury.
Injuries.
He's sort of been, not unlucky, but he's sort of been on a few tours where you don't play, and you can go a couple of months without playing any cricket. So he's in a great space, and he wouldn't disappoint if they gave him a crack.
Okay, but you think they'll stick with Mitch Marsh?
I think they will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, can I ask you one, a bit of left field, I guess? Glenn Maxwell, who actually joined us on the program last week, he's gone from the Australian side. He wanted to defect from Victoria to New South Wales, but he missed the transfer window. And now he finds himself out of the 11, out of the 12, I should say.
He's playing great cricket. Sorry,
out for Victoria. So do you think they're punishing Maxwell for, I mean, surely I don't care if you like him or not, he's among the best 11 cricketers in Victoria, surely.
Well, 100%. I don't think they're punishing him. Andrew McDonald, not that type of guy. He's a pretty good thinker about the game. I'm shocked that he's not in the 11. Maxie's actual four-day form when he plays for Victoria, it has been great over a couple of years. He just hasn't played that much. So I think you have to find a spot for him. If I was coach, I'd be finding a spot for him because, one, he's in the best 11, but two, guys like that can win your cricket games. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. So, yeah, I was a bit shocked that they left him out.
Yeah, it is. He's playing great cricket this weekend.
Great cricket.
So it's going to test an ego, I suppose, or just his sort of want to get back in there.
Can I ask you, sorry, Brad, did you know about a transfer window? I just thought, I didn't know that existed in cricket between the states.
No, I didn't either. I thought once you signed your Cricket Australia contract, what I understand is you sign the state team you're playing for. So it's making it easy. They keep leaving him out. It's making an easy decision for New South Wales and Glenn next year.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you reckon they're playing too much, Hads? We have this debate all the time. I mean, Cricket Australia will say, well, listen, the weeks of holiday they can have, they go and play IPL, so that takes out a holiday. There is a possibility or it's fact that come February there's going to be a test match in India, but the day before or the day after there's going to be a T20, Australian T20 in Adelaide. So that suggests that it's getting a bit silly.
Yeah, a little bit. But from that point of view, I'm actually looking forward to that 2020 side, to be honest, because traditionally we haven't played great 2020 cricket in tournaments for Australia. So that means that they'll have to pick the best 2020 players who perform well in Big Bash without the test players there. So I'm actually looking forward to how that side goes, because you give a couple of those guys an opportunity who perform well in Big Bash to play on the international stage, that might be something Australia can look at going forward, because their form hasn't been great in 2020.
Hey, do you reckon Shane Watson's come out? He said, oh, no. Look, the players will take less money for less cricket. I don't know whether Shane ran those thoughts past any other players apart himself.
I don't think he would have done it.
It's easy for him now because he's on the verge of retirement.
Yeah, I don't know where that's come from, to be honest. But, obviously the scheduling's packed. And it's always going to be open to debate. But one thing that's hard from a player's point of view is we go and play IPL, so we've got to be careful what we're talking about there.
Mm. I agree. Mm.
South Africa, mate, they should be very competitive.
Yeah, they should be. They've got a top class bowling lineup. It's going to be interesting to see how the guys like Steyn and Morkel, if he comes fit, go, if we can keep them out in the field a long time. They're getting older. They've come back from a few injuries. They're obviously world-class, but our job will be to keep those guys out in the field for as long as we can. But I think it's going to be a great contest. So I'm just interested to see who that third quick is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For us... You got Pete Siddle coming back. You got Jackson Bird in contention there. Anybody else? Is that the two?
Yeah, I would hope Peter Siddle's got enough overs under his belt to bowl. I think he complements the others. He's just able to build pressure. That takes a lot of pressure also off Nathan Lyon's bowling to build pressure with Sid's shutting the scoreboard. So I just hope he's had enough bowling to be available for this test.
Good on your heads. Well, listen, next year, mate, you've got to come to Melbourne with us.
I hope we've got this on record because
it is,
I'd love to come to Melbourne.
All
I'm
right.
not going in a Winnebago, though.
He's still in Scone trying to make his way back from Scone.
Yeah, that was a long time.
No, come and do Derby Day with us next year.
Mate, sounds good.
All right, we'll lock it in. Thanks, Hads.
See you, boys. Bye.
Brad Haddon.